Welcome back, everyone, to Ladies of Leet for March 20th, 2014. This is episode 96, and this is a podcast where we talk all things video games. I'm Nicole.
I am Kim.
I am Stephanie.
And this week, we're going to be discussing
a whole lot of games.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about because we had to take a little break from last week because I was just bleh. Mm-hmm. Like, it's my voice still isn't 100%. It was worse. I couldn't even, like, I tried to talk on the morning stream for about 20 minutes and I got to the end. And I go, oh, I'm not going to be able to talk. I would hurt so bad. But we have some, I guess, some old same games, but a few new ones.
Sure.
We have some Fallout DLC and mods to talk about. Fallout New Vegas, Gunpoint, Hotline Miami, Thief, Outlast, and the second episode of season 2 of The Walking Dead video game. I keep looking for the third chapter of Wolf Among Us.
Right. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
They haven't even announced it or anything. Yeah. We don't even have an idea of when it's coming out. But in 5 days, because today's Thursday, the final DLC for BioShock Infinite will be released.
Mm. Yay!
I'm really looking forward to that.
So. Yes.
Really. Definitely.
So, Kim, you decided to finish. Oh, you said you're almost finished with Lonesome Road. How in the hell have I finished Lonesome Road before you? Because I finished
well,
all four.
I had to start completely over because I'd gone in and I never finished it. So, and I never played it on this last playthrough. I never played any of it. I played the other three DLCs, but not this one. So I'm like, you know, Nicole says that I should play it, and I trust her, so I'm going to go in and I'm going to try it.
Did you play Dead Money yet?
Oh, no. Oh, I am sorry. No.
Are you getting
confused? I'm almost finished with Dead Money.
Oh, okay.
I finished Lonesome Road. Yeah, I finished Lonesome Road a lot. And I love Lonesome Road. I think it's fun. No, I'm almost done with Dead Money.
Okay.
I'm in the part where you're going through your down in the basement type and you're looking for the treasure.
Oh, you're looking for the vault.
Yeah.
And so you've got the collars beeping and
– and you can't find them. They're like hidden speakers.
So
and so
hard.
It's hard to find the hidden speakers. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm almost done with it. And I've actually enjoyed it more once I got into the casino. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it a lot more.
Me too. Yeah.
It was a lot better. The casino was actually pretty fun to do. But the part before that, I still didn't like it as much. But the casino was fun. I liked it.
So you're going to get into the vault and you're going to be presented. See, the ending for me really made me enjoy that DLC. And what you're going to be presented with, because the whole theme of the DLC is letting go. Like, you let go of the past, let go of everything. And they are going to present you with a lot of gold. And you're going to try to pick up all of that gold. And you're never going to be able to leave that vault if you keep all the gold. But it, depending on what you've chosen for your perks. So I can see, I like to hoard everything. So anytime I get an option to be able to carry more, I take it. So I was like level 50 and I had maxed out. I can carry up to like 385 pounds.
Yeah, I can carry a lot too because I've done like my armor doesn't weigh anything and anything that is less than a pound is automatically halved or, you know, all of those little perks. I've taken all of them too. So
when you get down into the vault and you get presented with all the gold, there's like 37 bars of gold or something like that. My recommendation is to drop everything you possibly can because one bar of gold is worth, I think, like 9,000 caps or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Hmm. And what you're going to do, so I was able to carry out, I think, 6 bars because I did try to carry them all out and I'm like over encumbered and I'm trying to, and you have to race to get out.
Oh.
And so
is your collar beeping at that point?
Yes. And so I was, I'm like slowly going. I'm like, yeah, but that's the point. The point of the DLC is letting go. So you have to let go of a lot of money in that very end, but you can bring some of it out, if, especially if you have, you can carry a lot. And your best place to exchange, to make the most of those gold bars is in the sink, which is the old world blues DLC, because you still have your device to where you can go back to there, because the intelligent whatever, he has like, you know, 15,000 caps. And there are a few places like where you met Veronica originally.
And the gunrunners too usually have.
Yeah, there are a few places like a bit of money that have like 9,000 plus caps. And that's really the only place that you're going to really get use out of it. But the sink one is probably, I actually stored all of my gold there, and I'll do my repairs and then I get the bar and I get my money back. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the best way to do it. Yeah. But, you know, I don't actually need that much money right now because I'm at the very end. I don't have anything else to do in the game. So it's
Have you explored any of the mods that are out there?
No, I haven't done that. I haven't bought one mod yet. And there's a new one that you can play the – who are they? I just – tweeted this today too.
See, I didn't even know there was adventure type mods out there. I was just thinking mods like, you know, unlimited supply in my bag,
or like the one I did, radios, which was motorcycles.
Right, right. But there are groups of people, developers, that have made add on adventures.
Yes.
And the one that I'm playing right now is Project Brazil. And it's really easy to install. You just download Nexus Mods, mm-hmm. and you just install it. And you only need the base game in order to play it, which is great. It wasn't hard to do. I mean, I really didn't have to mess with any of the files underneath. You can do it manually, but I just was like, I want it to be easy. And then you start a new game up, which means I've lost everything that I've done over on this other character. So you're coming into Vault, I think 18 or something like that. But the voice acting, like the attention to detail in this, I mean, it's just an add-on, and it reminds me of Fallout 3, because you're in a vault and you're starting in a vault and you're learning and you're hacking computers and you're kind of unraveling what's going on. So it took them 4 years to finish this.
Wow.
And it's nice. Amazing. Like, I'm so glad I decided to install it.
Because I'm going to have to try that. Oh, there's another one that you can play. You can play the Enclave.
Is that the Nevada run project? Because there's Project Brazil and Project Nevada. Nevada seems to be a little bit more complicated to install. There's a lot more requirements to it.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what this one's called. For the Enclave mod.
Oh, okay. For the Enclave.
You can do it via Nexus Mods. But it allows you to join the splinter group of the original Enclave, which you can't do right now. But you have to be level 15, and you've had to already interacted with Benny. So those are the requirements for that. Hmm. So I thought about doing that one as well.
Interesting. I have to check that one out. Yeah, I thought, well, I'm done with the DLC. I guess I'm done.
But, so how did you like Lonesome Road?
Here's my order of how much I enjoyed the DLC. Like of the four, my favorite was Old World Blues, hands down.
Yes.
I really, really liked Dead Money. Like that's number two for me. And then Lonesome Road, and then the Zion one. I didn't care for the Zion one.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was
okay.
It was okay.
But
did you find it was super duper easy too?
Well, yeah, pretty much everything after Dead Money has been easy.
Yeah, Lonesome Road would have been really easy for you too, because but mine, all I do is swap Lonesome Road and Dead Money, and. But I'm pretty – Old World Blues was fantastic. That was the best. The story was awesome and funny. Had so many cool things in it, mm-hmm. the trinkets and the the armor and the weapons, really cool. And then the devices you can interact were all
clever.
Yeah, very clever. Funny. So that one's definitely
I'm still using a weapon that I got from that DLC as well as the suit, the Veronica talking suit.
Well, I'm still using one of the – in Lonesome Road, if you kill the – there's a Death Claw back in a cave. Mm-hmm. He's really hard to kill.
Yes,
but if you get him,
yep.
he drops his claw. Oh. And you can actually make that claw into a weapon.
Oh.
And I – because I do a lot of melee in the game. So that's like my main
I'm all about the laser and energy weapons for me.
I was until I – till my melee got up there, and now I love the melee. But that claw makes this awesome weapon, and I use it all the time.
I think I might have accidentally sold it.
But you have to actually he just drops.
Oh, okay, it just
claw,
stays in your bag,
and you have to make the weapon.
Gotcha.
So you may not have made the weapon.
Gotcha. Yeah, that I will say in Lonesome Road, the Courier's Mile, that area is hard.
Yeah.
And it took me a number of times because what are they? The Death Claws?
Mm-hmm. Death Claws.
So, Stephanie, do you remember any of this? Do you remember?
Some of it. Sure.
Yeah. But they rush you and one swipe and you're dead with those things. So there were like three and I'm trying to maneuver this area and it's just a little small area that you're exploring. But I probably died at least 10 times trying to
And you can't really hide from them. Mm-mm. You can sort of, but like you can't stealth pass them. Right. They see right through stealth.
So yeah, Fallout New Vegas, I can't believe I'm still playing this game. So what else have you been playing? So Stephanie, you can't get enough of Thief, it sounds like.
Yes, I am still playing this bloody game.
You're
loving it.
Another game of Thief.
Yes.
Just to see if you can prove.
Exactly. I want to try and get like 100% and I want to do all the side things that they want us to do. And I love the little missions that they send me on too. Mm. So it's just a treat to go back and play this game again. I really, really enjoyed it.
So I think I'm going to start Thief over because I'm playing on the easiest mode, mm-hmm. and it is way, way too easy.
Yeah, definitely try the other mode.
I can stealth by anybody. I can pretty much, you know, take a dump in the middle of the road and no one's going to care and no one's going to see me.
What a lovely picture you paint for us, Kim.
Yeah.
Right? Hello, I'm over here.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to start it over because I'm like, probably, I don't know, a quarter of the way through it. Mm-hmm. And it's like no challenge at all. I'm like, this really is – I mean, I'm enjoying it because I can just go right through things. But there's like no real challenge to the stealth. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I can just do whatever I want. So, yeah.
And that is one of the cool things about the game is that you can not only crank up the difficulty, but you can modify it even further and make a custom setting to how difficult you want it to be. So you can make it super difficult. That as soon as they see you, they'll rush you. They'll attack you. Everyone will attack
level,
you.
What level are you playing on, Steph?
I'm playing on Thief level. So the next one higher is Master. And then, of course, there's Custom.
So you're like, there's four presets and you're like on the third preset?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm on the first preset.
Yeah. Don't do the first.
No, don't. Because I suck at stealth. So I thought I need to make it easy because I suck. I have zero patience. But it's
a little too easy.
It's way too easy. I mean, as basically I can stand in front of somebody and wave my arms and they're like, I feel, is that a fly?
You know, right?
It's like, okay, that's just not good.
I love that. The little touches, like they'll have like bottles laying around and you think you're being all stealthy and then boop, you knock one over and they're all, what?
Yeah.
Who was that? I'm like, oh, dang it.
Free Rangers in the chat room is saying he played on normal mode. He liked the normal mode in Thief. It wasn't too hard or easy.
See?
So, there. So you know, the fact that you're still playing Thief, I should just pick it up and give it a shot. But I'm kind of mad at myself for starting Project Brazil because now I want to finish that one.
Absolutely.
It's like Ice Worm was like, oh, so imagine that. Nicole's in Fallout New Vegas. I'm like, I can't help it. It's like,
right? Imagine that.
It just, well, it's so rich of content. I went back to
Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, oh, I want to play this again because I saw a quiz on how well do you know Fallout 3. And I'm like, oh, man, I know everything. And I got like 7 out of 20. I'm like, oh my God, I suck. So I have to go back and play it now. But it kept crashing on me over and over. And I'm like, no.
That's what happened. That's my history with Fallout.
Yeah. Well, with the I remember the PS3 version of Fallout 3, and we talked about this. It was fine until I got the DLC. The DLC just crashed it every single time and frustrated me so much that I just stopped playing. And for as much fun, I mean, because it was, I look at my timeline of playing Fallout New Vegas. Last year was when I played the main game, and this year is when I played all the DLC. So it's like I got two games out of this game. It's amazing. Nice. And it kind of makes me sad that I didn't have that same experience with 3, because it was like I played the main campaign and then I just couldn't play any of the DLC, and I'm sure the DLC was awesome. So at least some of it. So Kim, I've seen Hotline Miami and I've been meaning, I think I even own it. I just have never played it.
Oh my God.
I hear it's a funny, weird game.
It is. So my son's like, okay, Mom, you have to play this. And I was like, okay. And I got on, and I think it was like 99 cents that I bought it for just a few days ago, because it was like 75% off. And I was like, okay, I'll get it. And it's basically just a murder game. All it is you're going to go around and you're going to just murder as many people as they tell you to. That series is the home game. But it's, you die a lot.
Oh, really?
I mean, if you don't like dying, don't play this game, because you die every 2 seconds.
Oh, wow.
But the restarts are really easy, and it's just a hack and slash kind of game. It's, I think it's probably a 16-bit game.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. Just to go and just smash people. And so I kept having the problem of hitting the wrong mouse button. And so I kept throwing my weapon instead of hitting with my weapon. And so I'd throw my weapon and I'd have to run over and try to get my weapon before they stabbed me in the back. And so it was a lot of fun. It's a very quick game. I don't know how long it is, but it's a quick play game. So you can pick it up and play a few minutes or an hour, and then you can let it go, mm-hmm. But it's a fun, just hack and slash, 16-bit game. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more to it.
It's not a deep game. It's not
murdering people.
Yeah, not just much murder purpose.
People. Oh, wow. I mean, it's kind of a puzzle strategy game, because you have to figure out, okay, I need to wait this amount of time before I turn this corner, because this person's going to come and this and that. And but it's still, it's just a cute, fun game, and I really like it.
I love that you called it cute.
The music.
Yeah, killing people. It's cute. It's
a cute, fun murder game. But the atmosphere is really cool. It's, set in neon Miami, and it's got really cool music. The music is awesome. It's kind of like a psychedelic type music. Yeah. And,
it's like a disco tech.
Yeah. So the music, you can actually buy the soundtrack for it.
Oh, that's cool.
As well.
I think it was in like a Humble Bundle.
I would have expected like 80s music, looking at the graphics. That's what I would have expected. But no?
It's more discotheque,
Hey, let's go to the discotheque.
Discotheque, yeah.
What was it? It was the Czech Brothers on Saturday Night Live. Yes. Wild and crazy guys.
Just totally like that.
Yeah, I should probably just install and play it. I've been meaning to, and it just looks, I just want to see what it's like. And
for 99 cents, it's just a fun little game. I don't think I would pay any more than that. But I mean, it is fun just to kind of figure out, oh, when can I go? What is my timing? Do I need to go to this room first or that room? Can I shoot this guy through the door? Can he see me? You know, that kind of thing.
That's cool. Well, Stephanie, you've been playing a little bit higher tier game with the second episode of Walking Dead season 2. I've totally fallen out of this franchise.
That's a dang shame, because this was I had to call it like a roller coaster at this point, because at some points during the episode I was super excited and I was really happy, and then all of a sudden it turned on a dime and I was sitting there going, holy crap,
really?
I can't believe that just happened. Yeah
It's called House Divided is the chapter title. So
let me ask you this, does it get because it was really sad in the beginning, and that's why I didn't play any longer. So does that sadness kind of go away and something replaces it?
Yes. Okay. Fear is more than anything else at this point.
Fear is okay.
Yeah. So if you played the first episode, you got a preview of the second episode, and one of the lines that she says is, I thought you were dead. Mm. You know, she's looking at someone off camera, off the screen, obviously, and saying, I thought you were dead. That is true. Someone from the first season is back.
Don't tell us.
Oh. Yeah, so, no, I won't tell you. Yeah, so someone from the first season is back.
Interesting.
And
maybe we'll do a spoiler at the end.
Right?
If Kim doesn't care.
And that was, you know,
God, I don't care about spoilers.
This is how I'm experiencing these games now, through Stephanie. Too lazy to play them.
But, you know, this the story progresses that the group is moving on. They're moving to a different location, but they're still being hunted by that mysterious person from the first episode. Mm. His name is Carver, and he's after this group. Specifically one person in the group, but as a whole, he's after them to punish them for leaving. And when, you know, eventually he catches up with them in this episode, and it does not end well at all. It does not end well. So, yeah, there's a lot of ups and downs in your emotions. And at one point I had a flashback to, again, season one, where you're like, I can't believe you just did that, you idiot, because someone else does something completely unforgivable. Mm. And, yeah, and of course it flips the story on its head. So there's a lot going on. I mean, some people complained that there wasn't a lot of action. I didn't care. Right. It was all story driven at this point, you know.
Right. Are you watching the TV show?
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Yeah. I'm an okay fan of Walking Dead. It's not that I hate it. I don't like the roller coaster ride that it puts me on. Just not a fan of it.
I agree with you. And I'm a zombie person, but the roller coaster thing is really, it gets to you and you're just like, can I handle this? You know?
Because especially in the TV show, it's like, okay, we're going to go to this place and we're going to build up and then something weird's going to happen. Then we're going to go to this place. And
there's no safety at this point, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it would be a boring ass TV show if that was the case.
It's like, true.
What's interesting is the author of The Walking Dead, you know, the original comics, just did an AMA on Ask Me Anything on Reddit. And he said that, you know, one of the first questions they asked is, do you have an ending? You know, do you have this in mind? And he kind of said, yeah, I know essentially how I want to end it. But he had originally thought he'd only do 300 issues of the comic and then stop. But obviously it's still going.
Yeah, how many?
It's been going for 10 years.
Holy.
He's been writing this for 10 years.
Oh, wow. And,
exactly.
I didn't realize that.
Because Mark reads the comic, and on occasion he will read to me the feedback page, so people writing in, and there was a character that he killed off that pissed a lot of people off, and Mark was from a person that creates content and you get sometimes negative feedback, he was just amazed at how Robert Kirkman handled these. It was just like, basically, F you, dude. It's my comic.
Exactly. And that's exactly the attitude he got. That, you know, another question was, you know, is is there one character or two characters that are safe, and does fan popularity play into that? And he said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're the most popular.
He's going to do what he wants with
yes.
it.
He said in his description, he says, I feel a character ripens. And once they've gotten to the point where I feel they're ripe, then they are plucked for the chopping block, as it were. And that does include Rick. He's pretty much said that he's not going to last for the whole season.
Interesting.
Or maybe even series, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, as long as they don't kill off what's his name, you know.
Yeah. Oh, he said even he's not immune.
No one's immune.
No one is immune, just like, you know.
In a zombie world.
Game of Thrones.
Zombie happens.
Zombie happens.
So
that's awesome.
So I'm curious, so while we were away, the level boost happened in WoW, because we're all still playing WoW.
Yes.
And I'm curious if the either one of you have done the level boost on a tune yet.
Oh, you mean we get a 90?
Yeah. If you pre
If you pre-order
it. The DLC for the next expansion, you mm-hmm. get you automatically get a level 90 right now to boost. So I was going to wait, but mm-hmm. then I was just like, because what happens is you pre-order the expansion and then it says, here's your level 90 on your login. You can do anytime. You can do it. And it just kind of like, neener, 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 please use me. So I was like, oh, I've always wanted to play, because I have a druid and I've enjoyed playing her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I'm just going to do it. So I boosted my 90, or boosted my druid to 90.
Nice.
And I've been playing her, and they drop you in Pandaria. And so both Mark and I now have a boost at 90. I'm like, well, let's just suck together because
exactly figure out how to play it.
Yeah. So, and I haven't ever picked a DPS character. Like
are you Boomkin?
I went in as balanced. Is that a Boomkin?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm still learning everything. I went in as balanced. And
I can see all these people cringing right now. Yeah. Right? Like, oh,
I can talk Pally. I can talk Pally. But like I said, I got to start somewhere. So Mark and I are kind of going through Pandaria together. And at least we're not dying. So what's that?
Which did he pick as an ID?
He is a hunter. So originally he was a warlock, so he decided he had a hunter that was fairly, I think it was like level 30 something, so he boosted that to 90. I would have liked the druid and his hunter to been at 60, because if you boost at 60, all of your professions are maxed out too.
Oh, that's
so yeah. That would have been nice too, cuz I would have had leather work and skinning just boosted.
I can tell
Asheo, Asheo just told me the same thing. He said, nope, boost after level 60, max.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't resist.
I can tell you, starting a character now, it is torturous trying to level a profession you're leveling your character, because you completely outpace
everything.
The area where you're meant to be grinding for your mats. Like, whether it's herbalism is the easiest of all of them, but mm-hmm. God forbid it's mining or blacksmithing.
Right.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Oh God. Or engineering.
I'm trying to do leather working. It's horrible. Horrible. Oh, I'm killing stuff that's like level 11. I'm 26. It's stupid. The number of stuff I have to get just to get like 1 point in my profession.
That's where I would just go buy the stuff, honestly.
But it's so expensive. I mean,
it is, because everyone knows that.
You can't buy it. It's cost prohibitive. Yeah.
So it almost sounds like it is for, if you're thinking about it, worth it to level to 60 and then just boost it and then get everything maxed out.
Well, getting to 60 is pretty easy. Yeah. I mean, honestly, getting to 60 is pretty easy. Even for someone like me who hasn't played in a while, you could probably still get there pretty quickly. So
if you forget about professions.
So are you thinking about boosting, Kim?
My account is still active, and the only thing I've been using it for lately is benchmarking. But I want to go back in and play, and I get that itch every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And if I did that, I would probably take like my paladin or somebody who's just is probably like in the 70s mm-hmm. and boost one of those up.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to boost a brand new character. There's no point in doing that. So I would probably do like my paladin, or I have some druids know. That are above right. there too.
There's a point.
I like that. Druids, I mean, plural.
Especially.
I guess it's for the, if just don't have professions or have professions like just gathering.
Yeah. Yeah. I have, because I have a priest who's at 82 and she has tailoring and enchanting. And I don't know, maybe I'll boost her. It'll be $60 to boost her, but maybe I'll boost her. I don't know. Because honestly, at this point, for me, because I have so little time, you know, I have to weigh time, money kind of thing, you know.
Right.
So.
Well, and that's what, and that's why they did it. You know, your time is worth something, and they know that your time is worth something. And you know, if you can pay to play type thing, mm-hmm. why not? You know, and that's, I think a lot of what were they doing before? Changing factions and moving servers and things like that. If you've already put the time in and you want to move it, why not pay for it? Yeah. You know. And if you can do it, if you have the money, then why not? Have you guys bought anything from the in-game store yet?
Of course.
I haven't tried that yet.
I have.
Have you?
During the holidays, they had a bunch of stuff on sale. So I bought my brother-in-law a bunch of vanity pets. And I'm like, because I never know what to get him, but he loves playing WoW. I'm like, here you go. Awesome Christmas presents.
Yeah, that is an awesome Christmas present.
Because he enjoyed them and he has like little pets now and he had got a new mount. And of course, you know, I'm like, well, I want one of these too.
Right?
So I might have bought myself a couple.
Of course. You know?
Yeah. It's funny how we value, and I think I've even gotten emails on this, of how we value digital goods, like how we're like, oh, I wouldn't pay more than 99 cents for that game that took hundreds and hundreds of hours, but I'll pay $25. It probably didn't take much to code at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they just rescanned another mount. And, yeah. Oh, look. But hey, it is. Now all my tunes have it.
Yeah. I would love to like someone, and probably somebody has already gone into the like the psychology of why we buy stuff, you know.
Right.
there's definitely some psychology behind it. So let's move into some we forgot to talk about Gunpoint. What's Gunpoint, Kim?
Gunpoint is just, it's a one of my friends, Lori, gave me this on Steam the other day. Mm-hmm. And it's just a puzzle game, but it's really cool. A cool kind of game that it's a little 8-bit game, but it's got a lot of cool little features in it. So I haven't really got that far into it. So let's talk about it next week when I get further into it. But I did want to say thank you to Lori, because it looks really fun so far, and it's a little puzzle game, and you're a gun for hire. So you're like a little detective, you know, and you've got to figure out these puzzles and stuff.
Neat. Nice. I love a good puzzle game.
Yes.
So let's move into some of our iPhone games. We have Stephanie, you have a game for us, free game called Smash Hit.
Yes, Smash Hit. Both the games that I listed this week are actually pretty ideal for the iPhone. Traditionally, I go for games that look best on the iPad, mm-hmm. but these games in particular, I think, work well on the iPhone as well. So this one is free. It's called Smash Hit, and it's extraordinarily simple premise. There is a path in front of you, and it has various things for you to hit with your ball, silver ball. And when you strike an object, you'll get more balls, and the game ends when you run out of balls. And don't hit an object or you lose balls. Balls, balls, balls.
Balls everywhere.
But it's really beautiful. It's very calming. And of course, the object is just to see how far you can go. Like what it registers your greatest distance. And you can actually see it coming up and when you pass your greatest distance, you know. So I liked it. And it's free.
Oh, and it's on Android too. So you can find it in Google Play. It has 4.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 5. That's a great review.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Is there like ads inside or
no.
in app?
No,
it's just free. How do they make mm-hmm. money?
There may be in-app purchases, but I've never seen
them. It says in the Android version, offers in-app purchases.
I've never seen them. Maybe it's like, pay to continue. No, thank you.
And then
I'll just take my loss.
And then, Kim, you're playing Wordament. What's Wordament?
Yes, so Wordament is one of those... what was that Boggle type things where you try to figure, you know, you try to find the words within the, 3x3 block. Mm-hmm. But the thing about this one is it gives you so much time, but you're playing against other people.
Oh, it's real time?
Yeah, it's real time that you're playing. And then it gives you the stats afterwards. And it's really, you know, you're like, okay, I've got a lot of these words. I got 12 of them. But then you look and there was actually 60 words you could have made. And you're like, holy cow. And it gives you all the rundown of them, the hardest words, that kind of thing. And then how you stacked up against everybody else who played it around the world at that time.
So there's Xbox leaderboards on this game too?
Yeah, yeah. So this, I think, was an Xbox game, and it came to the iPhone, and it's on Android as well. And it's all cross-connected and everything. And it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. And it, like, actually kind of makes you smarter because you get better as you go along, even though the boards change every time, you get better. And I'm like, wow, I feel smarter. I like this.
Exactly. Awesome. I like games that make me smarter.
So that's free. Yes. Wordament. So.
Yeah, that one's totally free. It has ads in it, but they're no big deal. It's just static ads in it.
Yeah. I've noticed that there are certain games that we were playing a game together, Free Will or whatever the heck it was. It was like a Wheel of Fortune. The ads were annoying to me.
Lucky Will. I know. I did not like that.
I enjoyed playing the game with you, but I did not enjoy those ads.
No, I totally agree with you on that one.
And it's a shame when an app, they've put all this work into an app, a game, and they just ruin it with just ads that take you out of the experience.
Exactly.
Unlike Disco Zoo, because I love Disco Zoo and I don't mind those little ads. In fact, I'm like, oh, I don't have any more ads to watch. Damn.
I know.
I get really upset.
How far are you in it now?
I have a huge zoo. That's the technical term for the level that I'm at. It's a huge zoo. So I'm like five levels in, so I can explore five different areas for animals.
Okay.
So, cool. It's
I have an ultra zoo now.
You have an ultra zoo. How in the heck? You started after me. How did you get your zoo leveled up so
ultra zoo?
Did you take the picture
I
of
have
the fox?
I have everything. So I have 150 of everyone except Jurassic.
Holy moly. Were you the one that tweeted the picture? They have like a funny little Easter egg. What does the fox say?
Yes. Yes. And they have those all through there. Like when the pigs, the pigs, there's a guy that says that babe line, that'll do, pig.
Oh, funny.
So they have a lot of those in there, a lot of little Easter egg, you know, phrases. So,
did you play the Disco Zoo, Steph? Did you try it out?
I have not. No, I have not. Now I'm intrigued by it.
It's a cute little game. In fact, I've had a number of people on Twitter like, dang you, Nicole, you got me started on stupid Disco Zoo.
You did. Cute. You totally got me. And I mean, I don't really have a life right now, so I play Disco Zoo a lot.
Steph, you have another game for us called Darklings. It's a free game. It's all about the free games this week. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's all free games. So this one is, it's very beautiful, but it's almost strictly black and white, if you can believe it. And just shades of gray, but it's mostly black and white.
Right.
And you're this little character named Lum, L-U-M, and you're in this forest. And the idea is that you defeat these dark little things that come after you. They kind of sound like cats, almost. They kind of make cute little cat noises. But anyway, as each of them comes at you, they have a little character over their head, like a squiggly line, mm-hmm. and you defeat them by tracing that shape on the screen.
Neat.
You get stars or points, for defeating them, and you then have to kind of collect them because the stars drift up, and then you pull them down to you, and you get power-ups. You'll get like a shield, you'll get like this kind of lightning thing, you can make them all explode and stuff like that. So it's actually very cool, and I actually enjoy playing it, but it gets hard super fast.
Does it?
Like all of a sudden yes. they're like overwhelming you, and you're like, ah, dang it! And I died, and it was like, why you no use shield? I was like, oh, crap.
But you can continue on by buying your stars.
Yeah.
So what happens, and that's where they make their money, is because then you go and you buy more stars so you can continue the game. You get so many stars so much, but it gets so hard so quick that you run out of stars quickly.
But okay. If you're just looking for a quick game, this is it, because you know, it's
fun.
Yeah, it's a fun little quick game, and I never pay for any of these things. So if I don't have enough stars, I don't continue. I'll have to start another game. No big deal.
So Darklings, I love it reminds me of that one game we talked about where you had to navigate through, but it does that black and white contrast to it as well. Oh, God, I can't remember the name.
But there's that Blob game, too. What was the – God, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. But, yeah, it looks – the way that they describe it, though, in the App Store, it's App of the Week, get Darklings for free now.
Yes.
So does that mean that it's normally not free?
Yes.
Well, it's the App of the Week. So Apple Weeks are always free, but –
Yeah,
so then it won't be free.
Then it won't be free.
Get it now.
And then I have a little game. Kim and I were playing this. On our the Wood Whisperer page, the website that my husband and I run, I like to say we, but it's the collective we. he built some poker chip trays, and he's friends with poker chip champion Phil Gordon, and I didn't realize Phil he's the CEO of a gaming company, and he has an app out there called Jawfish Poker, and it's free, and that's how I found it, because I was on his website, and I was like, oh, look at that, Phil's a gamer too. Well, of course he's a gamer, he's a poker player, but
right.
it's a free app, and I didn't log in under my Facebook account, and I'm wondering if it would have been easier to add people. That was the only thing that I found a little cumbersome. Was to how we found each other is I invited you via text to my game, and you can create private games or you can, and it gives you code. But I really liked the flow of it, and I had fun beating you.
Yes. Yes, you pretty much creamed me too.
there are a couple hands that I'm like, oh, I'm gonna figure out. It really does. It really gave me the feel of playing poker. I mean, we were playing video poker, and it was kind of fun that you.
Yeah,
were in
it's
Texas.
A good. It's a well done.
It's really well done. Game. Yeah.
Yeah, very well done.
And it was Texas Hold'em that we were playing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So for a minute, I was like, oh crap, I forgot how to play Texas Hold'em. So yeah, that's a Jawfish Poker, and it's a free app as well. So there you go, get your poker nice. On. Of course, we have a little bit of news. GDC is happening right now. A whole bunch of stuff is being talked about, including all the virtual reality. We've talked about the Sony headset on, and it wasn't officially like revealed, but it was like being discussed. Well, they showed it and put it out there. So Sony has their VR headset out there, and it looks all slick. And I don't know. I mean, Kim, you being working with Doghouse now, do you guys work a lot with the VR stuff? Do you have a chance to test any of that stuff out?
We haven't yet. Yeah. It's not really something that's on our radar right now. Mm-hmm. But maybe in the future. We are, of course, doing a Steam box and testing with Steam and Valve.
Right.
So, you know, maybe in the future.
I don't know. I've said this before. I just really want to just try it out so I can say for sure, yes, I like it. No, I don't like it. I will say that they announced Eve Valkyrie, and I watched the video. And while the video was like, I probably wouldn't play this game, if I played that space game with a VR headset and it was all like, I don't know if I could handle it. Probably my stomach would drop into my toes.
Right.
Because they like shoot you out. Like if you watch the video, I put it on in the show notes. If you watch the video, you like shoot out and then all of a sudden you're in space. And just that alone on your monitor, you're like, oh yeah, that's kind of cool. But if you had that in Oculus Rift or this Project Morpheus with Sony, that would be wild, I think. That would be so wild. And they are building this Eve Valkyrie for the Sony, the new Sony headset. So that will be coming out with that. And I would totally play it because I would want to experience space. Like, in, I mean, I guess that's probably the only way I will experience space right? is in virtual reality, right? So...
Very cool.
I'm just tired of talking about it. I think that's what I'm frustrated about. I'm tired of talking about it. All these developer kits, it's like, come on, let's just pull this trigger. Let's see if it's going to fly. Because if it's going to be like another, you know, another gimmick, I just want it to be over with soon.
Right. Well, and that's what, yeah, I it kind of feels like it's still going to be gimmicky. And until I see it, I just don't believe it.
Well,
and I don't really want this thing on my head because it looks like it's going to mess up my hair.
I can't imagine sitting in a house with other people with that on my head.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Exactly. So, crazy.
What are you doing? I can't talk now.
you definitely can't multitask with something like that on. I mean, that's one of the things that I love about iPad games is I'll be watching, you know, laying in bed watching Justified and, you know, doing Simpsons Tapped Out here and there or, you know, attending to my little things. And I'm like, oh, do a little here, watch a little TV. No way you can ever do that with an Oculus Rift. It's like,
and the phone rings like, oh, dang it.
That was big. I mean, they're huge on your head and your face, and it's they're ugly too. They're so. Yeah. I mean, and I know these aren't the final production things.
I don't know the Sony, the Project Morpheus ones look like they could be. I mean, they have the trim on it, and
they're getting very close. Yeah.
My fear too is how many times have you dropped your controller right, on the floor? Now that's imagine dropping one of those.
Oh man, that is a good point.
For it to be sturdy enough to survive a gaming environment, it would have to be super heavy.
Yeah.
And I don't, and that's not the avenue I want to go down, you know?
Yeah.
On your head.
It needs to be durable, but not like I'm wearing a motorcycle helmet over my head. I can't have that. Yeah. That's not going to matter.
I mean, and here's the other thing.
I'm not super thrilled about them.
We are, I mean, we're talking it from a video game perspective.
Right.
It could be beyond video games. This could be something more for like even watching a movie potentially.
Sure.
You know, so it's not locked into video games. We're locking it into video games because that's what we're talking about, but it's not just video games that I think this will be applied to. So I'm tired of talking about it is right? I think what I'm kind of getting to. I'm tired
because everything's so unknown, really. Yeah. We just don't know, like you said, what its final form is going to be.
Yeah. Well, it looks like also Redbox is finally getting some PS4 rentals.
Yes.
Eventually,
so that,
or soon.
That is the rumor, and it should be quite soon.
Yeah.
So right now, if you go to your local Redbox, you'll only be able to rent PS3 and Xbox, not even Xbox One and not PS4 games. But if you go to their website, if you actually go to the website for Redbox, you will see they actually have PS4 games to rent in certain cities. But now some people are reporting that their Redbox has a coming soon for PS4 of Infamous
Second Son.
Yeah.
That's coming out this week.
Exactly.
Is it this week?
Tomorrow.
Or this week? Tomorrow.
Oh, this is the 21st.
Well, there you go.
So I'm intrigued. There's nothing in my area yet, but I'm, you know, crossing my fingers because really the announcement that they would carry PS4 games came back in November.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sony themselves said, look, they're actually going to carry these. And I'm just waiting for them to kick them in.
You're like,
Well, I don't necessarily want to buy these saves.
Exactly. Yeah, that's actually a good way
to rent the first and then try them. And if I like it, I'll buy it. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, remember when I used to have my Gamefly subscription?
That's what I was thinking.
I loved it. But
my problem with Gamefly is every time I tried to get a new release game, mm-hmm. it was never available, and right. I have to wait, and a whole month would pass, and I'd only get like one game. That was not worth it for me.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if they're better, but they were not. They might, at the time.
I mean, that was a long time since, because that was, remember the trick? It was put the game in your queue, and mm-hmm. it is the only game in your queue.
The only thing in your queue, right.
Before the game comes out, and then they have to send it to you.
And yeah, I don't think they caught on to everything.
It worked for me every time. But I canceled it because I just didn't have the time to play the game.
But then that's your only game that you have, and it kind of defeats the purpose of the Gamefly.
Multiple games.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Right, well, true. All right. Well, let's get into some emails. We've got a few here. If you'd like to send us an email, you can at lazybleat@gmail.com. We have one from Ryan. Ryan from Canada. He says, I recently separated from my girlfriend of 3 years. I hope he wants me to read this. I just realized this. I'm sorry, Ryan. He just basically says he likes to play video games. I might play 10 hours a week.
Which is not bad.
Considering I was doing all the cooking and cleaning and building a basement, making sure I took her out for at least 2 super dates, date nights a week. He deserves to live. Of course you do. You deserve some game time.
Everyone does.
He beat himself up, but he stumbled across the show thanks to switching networks from Twit to Frog Pants because of reasons.
We get it.
Well, after falling in love with all 3 of you, I realized that if there are women out there playing video games, there may just be one that doesn't hate me for playing them. I'm sure you get this all the time, but sincere thanks all the same. Ryan from Canada. Oh, Ryan. Yes, definitely.
There are people out there, or there are women who actually understand and will give you. So don't really,
with you.
Don't beat yourself
yes.
up.
Yes. Yes.
My pet peeve argument is people who will berate someone for playing video games and then sit and zone out in front of the TV for the same amount of hours. Like somehow watching TV is somehow better,
like they're validating
a way to waste your time than playing video games. Of course it's not.
Right.
And there's the John Lennon quote that any time wasted doing something you love is not wasted time.
Yeah.
So enjoy it. If you enjoy it, do it. It doesn't matter.
Just don't go looking for girls in games. That's not good. Just as a female gamer, I'm not there.
Sometimes they're not girls.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
And sometimes it just comes off not good.
Yeah, not good. This one's from Blue Crucial. He says, hey, ladies, I was wondering if you guys could talk a bit about South Park, the Stick of Truth. Mm-hmm. How South Park Stick of Truth does not require Uplay, even though it's an Ubisoft product. Having played Assassin's Creed 4, Assassin's Creed 4, Fallout 3, and Trials, I've been frustrated, even though I bought them through Steam, it launches Uplay every time I play them. I believe this is a mandate from Ubisoft. When I saw that Stick of Truth came out, I groaned when I saw that it was an Ubisoft product. Turns out they opted out of forcing Uplay on users. This is a sign that Ubisoft is finally giving up.
Check your local grocery.
Is this a sign that Ubisoft is finally giving up on their online launcher? Do you think this is the case, a special case of South Park being mainstream and Uplay being a frequently frustrating experience? Just curious what you thought. Keep up the good work. One other question in regards to Uplay. Types of experience you've had with the launchers other than Steam? Example, Origin.
Oh, don't bring up Origin.
Yeah. So I really do want to play Stick of Truth. I just haven't number one, I haven't justified $60 on South Park.
Okay. Well, that's exactly my thing. Yes. I want to play this mm-hmm. game. Yes. Do I want to play $60 worth of this game? I don't think so.
I think I might just watch.
I do want to play it.
I think I'll just watch the play videos that Terpster's putting out there on his YouTube channel.
I've watched some of them of his. And, of course, he's amazing. Yeah. So they're fun.
Yes. But I actually went to my local Redbox and rented it. And that's when I discovered that my PS3 no longer reads discs. So I had to return it.
Oh, but that stinks.
It sucks.
See, I should just rent it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just rent it. It's $2 a night from Redbox. And there's plenty of codes out there to give you discounts to get a free night or like $20
Yay,
off.
Yay. And I got my PS3 yesterday. So I'm going to hook it up. Right. And
oh,
then
good.
I can
you finally
do it.
Got it.
Yes.
Oh, good.
So I'm just debating repairing my PS3 or just abandoning it entirely.
So,
I don't know.
So if I had to say between Uplay and Origin, I prefer Uplay over Origin. I hate Origin.
Correct.
I hate it.
I hate it.
Anytime a game.
Origin's atrocious. I remember how bad it was when we were playing Mass Effect, Mass Effect 2 and 3. It was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to it because I know the next Dragon Age is going to be on Origin.
No.
Yeah.
Blah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Uplay has not been as bad. I mean, and I don't think that this is a sign that they're going to stop it.
Yeah.
I think it really is just a one off.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Given the audience of the game, they would have South Park. The audience of South Park would have. I'm sure, probably the South Park guys themselves would have done a spoof on the show.
Exactly.
You play. You know, great. That would have been great.
But
you know what? The thing that I really hate about Uplay and Origin and stuff is you can't get your achievements on.
Right.
Steam.
I know.
They're over there on some other platform that nobody cares about.
Nobody cares about that stupid platform. Yeah.
I hate that.
A friend of the show, Neff, sent me the Rayman Legends game, and I was so excited because it was on sale on Steam, and I booted it up, and then it was like, Uplay. And I'm like, wait, I'm confused. Am I in Steam or am I Uplay? And it recognized everything. Like, I didn't have to log in to Uplay. So the experience was seamless. But as soon as I started getting achievements, I'm like, wait, it's not tracking my time in Steam. Nope. It's not tracking achievements in Steam.
Exactly.
This stinks. Like, but I love the game. And Mateo and I have been playing that. And it just frustrated me that it completely, while seamless, still detached me from the Steam ecosystem.
It's very isolated.
Yep.
Yeah. And Uplay, the client launcher, is way more stable, I think, than Origin.
Because
Origin was updating all the freaking time.
Yeah.
You're right. It still separates you from Steam, which I don't like.
I'm getting ready to uninstall Origin again because
I know.
I don't know how to. Because it keeps popping up. And then I boot up my computer and I'm like, why doesn't it? If it's going to log in, just log in. And it won't log in. And I'm just, it just annoys me. And if I had the patience, I'd probably like try to find the auto launcher. But I'm just annoyed with it, the whole thing, and just want to delete it and be done with it.
Stupid. Yeah, it saddens me that all these great games are tied to Origin. Really, really wish they weren't.
I mean,
really,
I still, weren't. Like I said, you play. Okay, whatever, but I'm still not happy about it. I guess in degrees of happiness, Origin is making me more unhappy.
Yeah. Well, the Brotherhood game or the Assassin's Creed games right now are on Uplay. And it sucks. Even on your PS4, it's on Uplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's like, God.
You don't get any of those.
Mm-hmm. Stupid things. And they're trying to make themselves like a Steam and things, but I think it's too late.
I agree.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a silo and nobody wants to be in a silo. Open options. That's what we want.
Please.
We also have another email from Jonathan. He says, hello, ladies. In episode 94-ish, one of you, Kim, he thinks, mentioned an interesting word game app, so I thought I would reciprocate. Dungeon Scrolls is a word building game where the concept is you are a wizard making your way through it. Wait for it, a dungeon.
Ooh, surprising.
Dungeon Scrolls, right? At each level, you are given a selection of letter tiles, a la Scrabble, and you put them together to make a word, which in turn does damage to whatever critter you're currently facing. Every few seconds, said critter will do some damage to you. Each level has several monsters to get through, random rewards, such as extra single-letter tiles, which are more powerful, healing potions, etc. My wife and I play this on our Android devices, as does our oldest grandson. It's probably available on iOS devices, too, but I'm not sure. I love your show. It's nice to hear geek girls, well, geeking out, Jonathan. P.S., this is a video all about geek girls, and he linked to the Double Clicks video. Nice. So,
which is such a great video.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's such a great video. So, Kim, do you know what word game he was thinking you were recommending?
I do, and I didn't buy it because it was $1.99.
No, your game that he was...
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Was it yours, Steph?
I think he's talking about, I think it was mine, Grimm's Journey. Letter Quest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you're the little guy making your way through the dungeons and making words out of tiles to attack a monster.
Gotcha. Yeah. Awesome.
It's still super cute.
Awesome.
But I'll check out the Dungeon Scrolls.
Yeah.
It's $1.99.
So thanks so much.
It's like my breaking point. $1.99.
That is kind of mine too, you know. On a rare occasion, like XCOM, which I paid $20 for that game.
Right?
On the iPad. So I'm sure you can find it on sale cheaper. But that's a great game for the iPad.
Oh, heck yeah.
So thanks for that, Jonathan. And again, if you have an email for us, just send it to us at lazily@gmail.com. I still have a few emails that I'll read on the next show, but feel free to send those in. So I think that is a show. If you would like to get a hold of us, Stephanie, would you like to? We already told him the email address, but there's other ways to reach us online.
Absolutely. So there's the website, ladiesofbleat.com, which has super cool stuff you definitely need to check out, plus a little cool flyout tab where you can click on it and actually leave us a voicemail if you don't feel like typing. Or if you do feel like typing, you can send us an email to ladiesofbleat@gmail.com. And, of course, you can find us all on Twitter. There's the Ladies of Bleat Twitter account. And, of course, each of us has our own. Nicole is Nicole Spag. Kim is just Kim Molly, JustKimOlly. And myself, XIAXIAN1.
Yeah. And we also have a Facebook page I never really mention. Facebook.com/ladiesofbleat.
Nice. So
we're there, too. We're all over the place.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. Also, just a friendly reminder that if you're interested in an awesome Ladies of Bleat t-shirt, you can find it over at /loot.com. And of course, if you're in the market for an awesome doghouse system, you can use the code LADIES for double the memory and a free t-shirt. And in fact, Kim,
I know this.
No. We want to say thank you to Rowan, who ordered a very, very cool computer. And like him, you can get artwork on the side of your PC. We have special editions, and we're going to launch our new website next week.
Oh, nice.
Woohoo! It's going to highlight a lot of new artists. Mary Varn is going to be doing – she did a special edition artwork for us, and you can only get it on Doghouse. April Ness, who is Viking Lass to some of our Tadpole people, she did an amazing one-of-a-kind artwork for our panel. Or you can get a custom panel done as well and get something on it. Or one of the many other choices. We have lots of choices to go through, but they're so cool to have like a personalized computer, which think is really cool. Yes. So
that is cool. Is the artwork going to be on the website? Oh, cool.
Yep. So you will have a gallery for all of the featured artist, all of our podcasts who wanted one on there, and that there'll be a Ladies Elite one up there too. So if you want a Ladies Elite branded PC, you can have one. And then we'll also
If you're a guy, you can get a Laddies of Elite. We even have a logo for Laddies of Elite.
You can. we can do almost anything. If you want dragons, we can do it. If you want pretty flowers, it's all yours if you want to. I don't know.
World of Warcraft.
Shamrock. I don't know.
take a picture of your tune. Slap it. That would have been cool. Put a picture of your tune on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So awesome. So doghousesystems.com is where you go then. Again, the code LADIES. Get yourself a discount on that. So thanks so much for tuning in. If you're listening to this live, head on over to the special event channel on Alpha Geek Radio, because on Thursday nights is the morning stream evening edition. So they're getting ready to start up here in about 5 minutes. For those not familiar with the morning stream, you're listening to Lazily, head on over to frogpants.com and you'll find all kinds of cool information. It's a morning show that Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett does every morning, Monday through Thursday. And they recently hit their Patreon goal and they do a evening edition of the show on Thursday nights. So it's a really awesome, fun time. And they do that show live. So Alpha Geek Radio, again, thank you so much for letting us stream live. Listeners, thank you for hanging out with us in the chat room. We'll talk with you in a week. Bye.
All right.
Thanks, bye, everyone.
Bye.
All right. Do you want spoilers for the Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah.
So you guys aren't gonna play it?
I'll eventually play it, but I don't care about spoilers. Yeah. I'm not who, one who cares.
Who is all right. the person?
Yeah. Who do you think came back from season one?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Kenny.
Really?
Yes. Remember he fell into the building and Lee and Omid and Krista couldn't rescue him. Mm. And he just kind of disappeared into a crowd of
zombies?
Of walkers, right. And you just kind of assume that he's dead, but he's not.
Oh, interesting.
When you and your group head out, because you have to leave because that guy Carver has found where you guys are. And that was a pretty tense situation where the guy Carver comes in and it's just you, Clem, and that girl Sarah alone in the house. And you have to make sure that Sarah doesn't get seen. That was actually pretty tense. But yeah, you guys pack out and go. That old dude died in my story. The older guy. Mm-hmm. Remember how it ended when you're on the stream? The old guy's on one side and the younger guy's on the other side, and you have to choose which one you're going to go to.
Gotcha. So
yeah, so old guy got bit on the leg, and he was all ready to cut it off with a hacksaw, and I had to tell him, that doesn't work. Please don't do that. And he actually did turn. It was pretty sad. But anyway, so the whole
I don't know if I could handle it right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, right? Because it's pretty tense.
Yeah.
And then when you meet Kenny – he's holed up in a snow lodge, like a ski lodge at the top of a hill. And they're actually, they have a really good setup and everything's cool. But you could tell he's very different. He's not the same Kenny that you left. Mm. Since almost 2 years ago. He's with a woman, which surprised the crap out of me. He's like with her. Then you have to choose. Do you want to stay with Kenny in that group or do you want to stay with your new group? That's one of the, choices that you make, right?
Wow, because that's like a big choice.
It is. Yeah. But that's where the house divided came in. You're like, you have to choose who – are you going to stick with these new people or are you going to go with Kenny, who's not quite the same
thing? Was that the ending of chapter two?
Oh, no. So while you're getting to the ski lodge, you have to cross this bridge. It's you and Luke. Luke is the one cool guy who kind of trusted you and kind of believed in you. So you're bonding with him, which of course makes it that much tougher when you have to choose. Mm. They actually made this horrible thing where you're sitting down to eat in that new building and you have to choose if you're going to sit with Kenny or with Luke. I was like, oh, damn it. What is this, high school?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Who are you going to diss? Are you going to diss Kenny or are you going to diss Luke, the guy who like trusts you?
Right.
But anyway, while you're crossing this bridge, everyone else is hanging back on the other side, like covering you. And and you see a person come across from the other side of the bridge, and everyone's all tense, like, because he's got a gun. You guys don't have a gun. What's the deal? And as he gets close, you realize he's not a threat, and everything's cool. But then he gets shot. This new stranger gets shot, and it's only when you're up in the new place with all these new people with Kenny's group that you realize that the person that you shot is the partner of one of the people in that group.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. Because he keeps talking about, hey,
I'm just going to experience this game through you from now on.
Yeah. Like,
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, my God. My stomach is in, yeah. Rattles right now.
Exactly. And then, because this guy, he's like a teacher. He's trying to teach, the group that you don't have to use violence, that the world isn't as shitty as you think it is. Everything's going to be cool. And then you're just waiting for that bomb to drop that, oh, yeah, by the way, one of our group just killed your partner. Like, holy crap. And then when it finally does come out, he's sitting there with a knife, right? And you could see it in his eyes that if you said the wrong thing, he really would kill this guy from your first party.
Oh, wow.
So it really depends on what Clem says, that how bad things turn out. And then, of course, Carver finds you. And then it gets worse because he point blank shoots someone in the head. Because Yikes. he wants, the Carver dude, he doesn't joke around. He wants the girl that's pregnant, the woman that's pregnant, who it's not her husband's.
Mm.
That's the one he wants.
Gotcha.
But he's willing to kill everybody to get to them.
I think the Wolf Among Us just seems so much tamer now.
Yeah, you know? Oh, it is, absolutely.
It's more my speed.
Yeah, mine too.
With really harsh things right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure if I really like that.
Yeah. Mm.
Because the pregnant woman and her husband are hiding, and you watch Carver shoot someone because they didn't come out, and then you have to decide: do we come out and give ourselves up to save someone, or would he keep hiding and let him continue killing people?
Mm.
And
I don't like those choices.
It was a rough decision.
Mm. Man, if they're making it this hard, episode 1 and 2 is going to be ridiculous by the end of it.
Exactly.
Like, dare I say that you die,
Yeah, it was exhausted. I was like, I can't. And then I kept thinking, like, what if I lose Kenny again? I really can't do that because he was so cool. I mean, he's already lost
everyone. Yeah,
now he's got a new person, and she asks you, like, point blank, she goes, is he different from when you knew him? And I was like, yeah, he is kind of different. He's seen some crap in those 2 years.
If you've stuck around with us, there's your spoiler zone for Walking Dead chapter 2. I like doing these because I tack them on to the very end.
Oh, nice.
And so if somebody wants to listen to him, they can, or they just turn it off. So
yeah,
there you go.
But there you go.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh.
You wanna listen? Mateo.
Here. Say hi.
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 Can you hear? Say hello.
Hello.
I can't wait to meet him.
Say Kim. I know.
Say hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Mateo.
Say hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, Mateo.
Close enough. Oh, buddy, you're so cute. Yeah, that's the microphone.
No phone.
No, microphone. Say hi, Kim.
Hi, kid.
Hey, kid. What are you doing talking to my mom?
See, I love video games.
I do. I do too.
Yeah. That's
so adorable.
Oh, right. Yes. That's awesome.
All right. So, yeah, Mateo came in. All right. I'll let you guys go.
All right. Bye.
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 Bye.